Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feasts of Saint Pontian and Hippolytus. And I want to read this little introduction to you because I think it's very enlightening. Hippolytus was a gifted theologian, and he was an eloquent liturgist whose influence is believed to be found in Eucharistic prayer too. Around the year 217, in an act of defiance against Pope Callistus, whom he considered excessively lenient toward a Sabellian heresy, Hippolytus set himself up as antipope. In 235, during the persecution initiated by the Emperor Maximus, he was exiled to Sardinia alongside Pontian, who had been elected pontiff in 230. Hippolytus reconciled to the church before succumbing to ill treatment. He's the only former anti-pope to die a martyr. Pontian earned the crown of martyrdom in the same year. So both of them ended up being martyrs, so they went through some pretty bad straits, especially Pontian. Brothers and sisters, these saints are given to us that we might learn from them. For love of him they've shed their blood, and they now exalt with Christ forever. What are you and I living for? Is it for, you know, people's enjoyment of us, or people telling us how wonderful we are, or something like that? No. Brothers and sisters, we want to be known for our love of God. We want to be known as being a good wife and a good mother, a good husband and a good father. We want people to see, not boastful, but to see what our priorities are, really. Let's take a look now at the first reading. It's a reading from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 12, 1 to 12. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, you live in the midst of a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Now, son of man, during the day while they are looking on, prepare your baggage as though for exile. And again, while they are looking on, migrate from where you live to another place. Perhaps they will see that they are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage like an exile in the daytime while they are looking on. In the evening, again, while they are looking on, you shall go out like one of those driven into exile. While they look on, dig a hole in the wall and pass through it. The wall surrounded the city. The city area, they weren't open, so there was a wall there. Dig a hole in the wall and pass through it while they look on. Shoulder the burden and set out in the darkness. Cover your face that you may not see the land, for I have made you a sign for the house of Israel. I did as I was told. During the day I brought out my baggage as though it were that of an exile. And at evening, I dug a hole through the wall with my hand, and while they looked on, set out in the darkness, shouldering my burden. Then, in the morning, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, did not the house of Israel, that rebellious house, ask you what you were doing? Tell them, thus says the Lord God, this oracle concerns Jerusalem and the whole house of Israel within it. I am a sign for you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. As captives, they shall go into exile. The prince who is among them shall shoulder his burden and set out in darkness, going through a hole that he has dug in the wall and covering his face, lest he be seen by anyone. Are we a rebellious house? Am I a rebellious house? God, you couldn't be asking this of me. God, you couldn't want this of me. God, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. And then you turn right around, go right back to confession, confess it. You break it periodically. You break it over a period of time. Ask God for help every day, and you'll break some of your patterns. Don't just say, oh, this is who I am. You are a son of Christ. You belong to God. You don't belong to this world. Open your heart to Him. He will teach you. In fact, Psalm 78 tells us, do not forget the works of the Lord. They tempted, they rebelled against God the Most High and kept not His decrees. They turned back and were faithless like their fathers. They recoiled like a treacherous bow. They angered Him with their high places and with their idols roused His jealousy. God heard and was enraged and utterly rejected Israel. And He surrendered His strength into captivity, His glory in the hands of the foe. He abandoned His people to the sword and was enraged against His inheritance. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if you looked at yourself honestly right now, how faithful are you? I don't mean you go to Mass, you go to benediction, but what is your heart doing? Are you really present? Or are you trying to solve some problem or meet a need somewhere? Are you listening to the Lord? Do not forget the Lord. Do not forget His works. And we do it. We do it with jealousy. We do it with rebellion. We become faithless. We are so tied up with ourselves that we do not serve the one we're called to serve. I love Him, brothers and sisters, with all my heart. I make mistakes every day, but I turn back to Him and ask His forgiveness almost every day. I don't go to confession every day, but I pray every day. I ask Him to give me courage or hope or strength or wisdom or whatever it is that I need. He will give it. Open your heart to Him. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, beginning with verse 21, 18:21, and it will go to 19:1. Peter approached Jesus and asked Him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? And Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, when that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him. He started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me. I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. so will my Heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and he went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. What a gospel, brothers and sisters. We sin, maybe we even sin grievously, but we all sin. And we go to the Lord as soon as we can and ask forgiveness. We go to the Lord in the sacrament of reconciliation and honestly give him our sins and seek him to forgive us. And he will. God will forgive. But what about you and what about me? Are we quick to forgive? Maybe some things need to be done, but are we carrying resentment in our heart and anger with us toward that person? Or do we honestly forgive and even perhaps lend a hand in helping that person to do it differently? Whatever the case may be, he loves us. You can't go to God and tell him you love him and then go to your neighbor and hurt your neighbor or hurt your coworker or a friend or an enemy. You can't. If you love the Lord, then you're going to forgive everyone. And that means let go of it. Don't hang on to it. Don't bring it up at various times. Give it up. Forgive and forget. For me, that's the second part of forgiveness. Forgive and forget. That's what God wants us to do. If it's something that a person really needs to change, then find a time to sit down with them quietly. If you have the authority, sit down with them. Or if you're a very good friend, sit down and tell them what you see and ask them if you think they can change. God will bless it if you take it all to the Lord and ask him for courage and strength. He gives it. Brothers and sisters, your God is as near as your very breath. He knows what your needs are. Brothers and sisters, he loves us. He wants us with him for all eternity. Even if you have a pattern of sin and you have to go back to confession many times, go. But get a plan to begin to deal with it. You say, well, I'm not as bad as so-and-so. Don't compare. Christ will not compare you with another. He will look at you. And he will ask you whether you are following him. I remember my very first confession as a child. And I remember confessing my sins. And I almost thought I heard the priest chuckling, but I guess not. And I walked out of there and I thought, okay, I did this. Oh, good for me, I did this. But as I grew, I realized how much I owed him everything. Not just a sorry, but Lord, please forgive me and please help me. Please help me to walk in your path, not in mine, but in yours. God hears that kind of prayer and he will help you to change. It'll take time, but he will do it. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.